John Rogers joins us, chairman of Rail Future Wales. Good morning.
Morning.
Are they really suggesting that everybody will have to stop and change trains before they come into Wales?
I know, it's unbelievable. It was shrouded in secrecy to begin with many months ago. We couldn't get hold of minutes. Everything was secret. And finally, the truth came out, and it still leaves us scratching our heads.
Because there are so many cross-border routes.
Exactly. Can you imagine that people on, for example, the highly popular and profitable Carmarthen Manchester, would have to change trains at, say, Abergavenny, or the people used to travelling from Aberystwyth, Machynlleth to Birmingham would have to change at Shrewsbury, and then people travelling on the North Wales coastline to get out at Chester. Passengers hate changing trains, naturally enough, especially with heavy luggage. And coming the other way, how many tourists are going to say, oh, that doesn't sound very good to me, we won't bother?
Well, now, the Department of Transport says no decisions would be made without taking local views into account. So give us your version of the local view.
Well, we quite simply want this crazy, ludicrous plan dropped. When the Welsh Government takes over the Arriva Trains Wales and Borders, and I stress the word Borders, the Wales and Borders current franchise, which includes the logical popular routes such as Carmarthen, Manchester, Aberystwyth, Birmingham, it should take over the network in its entirety, not take it over minus bits which have been chopped off. Even the Herefordshire people want us to keep the keep the situation as it is, because they trust us to run a highly effective service, which is in their interest as well as ours.
Now, apparently, in the St David's Day Agreement, as it's known, this paragraph was contained: in order for the Secretary of State for Transport to ensure proper accountability, it is likely that services primarily serving English markets will be placed into other franchises, for which the Secretary of State for Transport is the franchising authority. So it does stop at the border, and by that diktat...
Well, only if they get away with it. We in Rail Future Wales are marshalling our forces. We've got members up and down Wales. I've written again to Edwina Hart. I've written to Alan Cairns, who knows quite a bit about it. And we're pushing very hard both to publicise it and to rouse people to say, no, this mustn't happen.
Now, if you get on a train from London to Glasgow or Edinburgh, are you going to have to get off on the West Coast and East Coast main lines?
No, this is another strange thing. Nobody's suggesting it for the Scottish services. And nobody so far has suggested it for the big boys who run Paddington to Swansea or to London to Holyhead. I'm not suggesting that they should suggest it, but it's very strange that the principle has not been applied to those services either.
To the casual listener, John, this is completely barking.
It's almost unbelievable, but the tragedy is that it is actually being planned, and we have to tell them no, no, no.
Well, no decisions on our plans will be made without taking into account local views. That's the current official position. We'll wait and see what an earth comes out of that. But Sunday Wales, Sunday Politics Wales, having this story. BBC One Wales, 11 o'clock on Sunday.